listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 146.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together, and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back. I'm so excited to be back here talking with you today. I want to talk about something that I see so often with my esthetician clients that is really kind of hurting them, but seems like such a great idea. And that is investing a lot in education. So don't come at me. Okay, there is for sure importance in having the education and knowing what you're talking about and not doing old things and old modalities and like really knowing how to help people, however you do, whatever you do, whether you do lashes or skin or waxing or sugaring or all of the things. It is super important to have great education. And like I, you know, as I said before, I was looking for someone who does lashes, and I found someone and I love her. But a lot of people, when I looked at their sites, their lashes weren't that great. It wasn't what I was looking for. So technique, all that stuff, it is so important. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, it's really hard to do, like, have people come back. But a lot of the times, it's not because lack of education, why someone doesn't know what they're doing. It's lack of practice, and it's lack of being coachable and teachable and getting feedback and learning from it. Because that is the part that I think a lot of estheticians miss. It's they want to make more money, so that's why they get more education. They want to expand their menu or expand services, so they get more education. It can work. It can be a great idea, but a lot of the times it's not. A lot of the times it's just a band-aid. You're just throwing money at something because you're like, I want to make more money, so I'm going to get more education so that I can say I have all this education and feel more confident and feel like I know what I'm talking about because I have been educated. And until I'm educated, I can't really say I know what I'm talking about. But both can be true. You can be educated and still not know what, like, not actually know how it is in real life. And like, I think back to when I first became an esthetician and how uncomfortable, like when I was in school, how uncomfortable I was just like touching people's faces that like I didn't like, wasn't like close to emotionally, like a friend or my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. And like, it was just like really awkward, like just touch people's faces and bodies that I like barely knew or whatever. I just remember that was like really hard for me.
But the only way I got over that was by practicing. And I had like lots of acquaintances and friends come in for very discounted facials as I was just learning how to do it all. And I would really ask for feedback, like, what did you like? What didn't you like? And people were really honest with me and I really appreciated that. And that is how I got better. And yes, I could have spent more money going to more trainings. I probably would have learned lots of things, but like it would have not been the same as me actually doing it. And when I learned how to do extractions, we did not learn in school. It was a joke what we learned in school, mostly because in California, you really aren't supposed to break the skin, cause any blood or anything like that. And so they were very hesitant about that happening because they didn't want anyone to bleed. We all know that clients bleed all the time with extractions. But the way that I was like, okay, I have to learn how to do extractions not only because I loved doing extractions before I was an esthetician, but because I knew I wanted to eventually work with acne and I wanted to know how to do it. And I didn't want to just use a metal tool all the time because it could leave indents in the skin. It's really painful. And so I had learned how to do extractions with Q-tips from the woman I worked for initially. And again, I didn't pay for that education. It was just someone I worked for. And I just watched her for 2 weeks and then I just practiced it. And again, I could have like gone out. And again, I'm not saying like don't go out and buy courses if you really want to learn something. For sure, if it's like really exactly what you need for the next stage of your business, do it. Totally. And I will tell my clients that too. Like, this sounds like a good investment. This seems like the next best thing for you. But a lot of the times, as opposed to just like practicing and trying things, we're just like, I just need more education. I did this when I was trying to learn how to sugar. And as opposed to realizing like, no matter what, I took like 3 different educations. I just realized I just was very uncomfortable sugaring. Like the sugar was just so unpredictable for me. I felt like I couldn't really control it. When if I got hot or the person was hot and then I couldn't, it would get too hot and I couldn't like, it was just like even talking about it now, I get really overwhelmed. Like, oh my gosh, I need more sugar. I need to be harder. I would just start sweating. It would just feel like I could not predict how, like it was just too predictable for me and I could not like figure it out. It wasn't an education thing. And I was actually trying. Like I wish anyone who would let me sugar their leg, anything. I was like, please, I just need to practice sugaring. Because I got to the point where I knew it was not an education thing. It was a me thing. Like I learned how to do it. But I just wasn't very good at doing it because I just didn't really like doing it. And it was just like very overwhelming for me. And it wasn't something that education was going to solve. I could have kept investing in it. I could still invest in it and try to learn again. But ultimately, it just wasn't that interesting to me. And like if I was doing like an acne treatment and doing extractions, and then like at the end of the treatment, the person's like, oh, I still have a blackhead here. I'd be like, oh my gosh, give it to me. I'm so sorry. I missed that. I have to get it. But someone's like, oh, there's still a hair. I'm like, oh, there's still a hair. Like I don't have the same interest or excitement, right? No amount of education is going to do that. But I was like, I wanted to do sugaring because I like being sugared myself. I like the business plan of sugaring. It's less expensive than waxing as a esthetician. It can be really successful. There was need for it where I was. Like there was, from a business perspective, investing in the education made so much sense, except for the fact that it wasn't for me. And I think we will use education as a, like, I'm not earning money, so I just need to spend more money so I can earn more money. And that can, again, that can be helpful in certain situations. But it doesn't mean it's helpful for you. I know for sure, just being in the Face Reality group, there's a lot of people who invested the same education that I did, bought the same products that I did, and have not had a successful acne business. It's for a number of reasons. Maybe they didn't really like acne. They didn't realize how hard it was coaching people. They don't like, it's not that exciting to them. They really wanted to do it because they heard that you could make good money from it more than it's like what they really want. Just like me sugaring, right? Like, just because I wasn't successful with sugaring doesn't mean sugaring can't be super successful. It has to be a match. And there's no level of education that's going to move that needle. And there's a lot of education that you can do that is totally free. Like David Valenzuela, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago, who is the CEO of Wish Skin Health, was talking about like all the resources where you can get like studies, like skincare studies and product studies and ingredients, and like learn and be educated on things in our industry that isn't costing hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, just to say that you have this education. One of the things that my clients and I do is we talk about their values and their vision. And a lot of my clients will say one of their values is they're educated, that education is important to them. And I always kind of wonder, like, when I first, because I usually do this when I first get to know people, is it like a spending thing? Is it like they're validating spending money on something that they think is going to make them money or help someone? So it feels really good doing it. It's like, well, this is education. This is education. So even if I don't make money, my education, knowing it, is going to be so helpful for X, right? It's like a kind of a girl math. It's like esthetician math, right? It's like esthetician business owner math. It's like, well, the education is just worth it because I can say I've had this education, or I know I've had this education. But the reason that esthetician that I'm coaching, who's in my coach one-to-one coaching program, the reason they aren't making money never, ever, ever, ever is because they are not educated enough. I have yet to meet someone who, like, the reason they're not making money is because they haven't quite mastered or figured out how to do the esthetician skills, like whatever services they're doing. That's not to say that it can't be the case. That usually is not the case. That's not been the case for what I've seen. That's not why they're making money, because they aren't good at sugaring, right? Or they aren't good at extractions, or like whatever, right? Some part of what they do. It's like they're so bad at it and they hate doing it. That's not the problem in their business. The problem is the business is they're not marketing. They are not reaching out to previous clients. They are not having compelling services that people are really interested in coming. They have way too many services, and they are not really niching down on anything. There's a lot of reasons, or many reasons. They're not selling skincare. Oh my gosh, that's number one reason people aren't making money, is they're not selling skincare. And of course, like, you can invest to learn how to sell skincare. I don't know about the courses or programs out there. And obviously, I teach people how to sell skincare, but they have to go out and do it. Like, I can teach them until I'm blue in the face, but they have to go out and talk to their clients about skincare and see how it goes, and fail and say it wrong and be weird and feel really weird and cringy, and then come back and be like, oh my gosh, this is what happened. And I'm like, okay, let's regroup. Let's figure out how we can do this a little differently next time. But they have to actually go out and do that. It isn't like there's no education that will replace the actual application. Like, you can study medicine. People can study medicine and never actually touch a human body and be like even considered a doctor. But like when it comes, like surgeons, like they studied it, they're technically a doctor, legally a doctor. They have their license, and then they go to cut up someone and they're like, this is not at all how it was in the book, right? They have to like practice for years and years and years and years under people who have the knowledge to guide them and give them feedback. That's why I always recommend working for someone. But if you don't work for someone, then you have to use friends and family, clients. You have to get that feedback from people to learn your skills, which is not the same and not usually the reason why you're not making money in your esthetician business. I hope this makes sense. I feel like it can be a little bit overwhelming, because I think as a society, we do value education, and I do value education. And I always like secretly wish I went to esthetician school in like Arizona or in Washington, where they have like master education estheticians, and you can like learn how to do things that aren't legal in California. And like that would have been so fun. Or like even I always like thought about like, what if I went to school in England, where like it's like a 4-year big thing. Like you learn to do lasers. It's like a totally different thing than what we learn here. Like, please, yes, I value that as education is very different than my San Diego City college education, 1,000%. But the reason I made money my esthetician business is because I practiced a ton until I got good at my skills. And I put myself out there every day, and I sold a lot of skincare. And I was very, very strict with my mindset practices so that I would overcome all the ups and downs of business. That is how I made money in my esthetician business. I didn't get more education and more education and more education. I learned it. I doubled down. I got really good at it. I got really good at selling skincare. I got really good at marketing, and I got really good at managing my mind. And that was what made me unstoppable. That's what made me make 100K in less than 2 years of being a business owner. It wasn't from having course after course, program after program, and spending my time and energy getting educated. I spent my time and energy doing stuff. I think that is the part the estheticians miss, because they feel like they're doing something by being educated, and it's not usually the case. It's not usually the thing that you need to do to make money and make actually lasting changes in your clients' lives. Okay, that is it for today. I hope that was helpful. I'm hoping you had some light bulb moments. I'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.